He also spoke again in a way intended to humble them, implying that these opposing views simply cannot agree. Such differing things can't converge. How can it be, he asked, that you are considered wise and we are thought to be fools when it comes to matters of Christ? That is, one group is ridiculed, disrespected, and dishonored, seen as being of no value, while the others are honored and admired by many as a group of wise and sensible people. This prompted him to speak as he did, as if he was saying, how can it be that those who preach such messages are perceived as actively opposing them?